More than half of Alaska women have experienced domestic or sexual violence, and communities are taking prevention into their own hands. Meanwhile, in just the last quarter decade, there have been significant changes in how our state and country addresses domestic violence. That's according to Ann Rausch with the Council on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault. At the Quirk World Providers Conference yesterday, Rausch and Timmy Tullis shared their personal struggles with domestic violence in their families. In her lifetime, Rausch says, she's seen understanding grow from before we gave language to sexual assault. Now, she says, we're talking about the root causes of violence. The Centers for Disease Control now recognize sexual violence and abuse as a disease. Rausch says this advancement is important, but it's not the only focus of her work.
When you just talk about statistics or outline the problem, I think it in some ways creates that silence because people feel so overwhelmed and they don't know what to do. But when you're working in prevention, you're really welcoming people back to the table.
Prevention starts with the youth, Rausch says, and research has demonstrated the connection between teen dating violence and violence continuing throughout their lives. Conversations, she says, must start early and happen often. Some of those discussions with teens in the Bethel area led to an inspiring video series called, quote, When I Am an Elder. The presenters shared a clip at the conference.
When I am an elder, I want to smell fresh air and tundra grass on a sunny day.
I want to hear bright laughter and parents sing Ginkumkin.
I want to know the cycle of salmon, not the cycle of violence.
When I'm an elder, I want to hear little kids playing.
I
want to
feel dance fans in my hands and feel safe in my home.
I want to feel the absence of hate.
In Noam, Rausch and Tullis referenced Green Dot as one resource for safely intervening in violent situations. They also recommended utilizing the Bering Sea Women's Group and online networks like Alaska's Network on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault for information on how to start conversations in your community.